And welcome back to Town Talk Season 2 with your hosts, Kelton Robbie, Nick Lewis, and Dean Grassi. Today, we are joined by tennis extraordinaire Andrew Savino. Randy is part of the Mountain League Championship team and will be headed off to district doubles this Monday.
Bye, Randy.
What's up, man?
You mean Andrew.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Weird.
Fun fact.
Neither did I.
Interesting how you're a Mountain League champion that doesn't eat breakfast.
It's a different strategy, you know?
I figured he'd eat Wheaties every morning.
He looks like a Wheaties guy.
Nah, he sure does.
Look not at really
him.
Into him.
You ever eat breakfast,
like
man?
No, on the occasion. On like a weekend, you know?
All right.
All right, Andrew. So what is your singles record for the year? Oh, yeah? That's a good one.
It's positive. I know that.
Yeah?
All right, it's positive.
You balling?
Honestly, I don't know mine either. So
you balling?
Okay. I think I've only lost three. Be honest,
it ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
Just for all the listeners, what do you play? What rank?
I'm the number three player on the team.
Oh, that's right.
Can we go around and just say our rank then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one.
Number
baby.
Two, baby.
Yeah, I'd be three.
Count and feel free.
Number four, guys.
Oh.
I'm bottom of the pack, but you know what?
Oh,
at least you're
I'm the one here getting dubs. All right.
That's true. He does win a lot.
He does.
Andrew. Do you prefer singles or doubles more?
Singles, because like it's all on me. Like I don't have to depend on someone else or have to worry about dragging someone else down, you know?
You talking about Dean here?
Yeah.
Sorry, I drag you down, man. I'm sorry, man. I have my bad days, I admit.
Yeah, they're pretty frequent.
Yeah, well, Nick, every day for you is a bad day.
Wow.
Gosh, some people.
Andrew, is your serve straight gas, like cheddar?
I've heard that can give the cheddar a time or two.
Yeah, you give the cheddar.
Do you
yeah.
like cheddar? Is that your favorite cheese?
It's a top three cheese. I'll
What's
be
your
honest.
First?
Yeah, like, let's get top three. Provolone's a good choice.
It is a good choice, but I feel like it's such like a bland. You know, it's just kind of like, all right, you know, if I need cheese, I'm just gonna slap some provolone.
No, I feel like that's where you're wrong.
But pepper jack
packs a flavor.
But pepper jack.
That's probably my number one.
Pepper jack?
Yeah.
I agree.
Fair.
It's my number one, too.
That's a good cheese.
Thank you.
It's a runner-up.
Fair.
Are you pumped for district doubles?
Yeah.
Swole?
Swole?
Excited?
Yeah. I'm thrilled, man.
Thrilled? Man, good ass.
You gonna be a champ, bro?
Well, I am playing with Dean.
Yeah.
Take that as you will.
Okay, don't even, man. Whenever we played yesterday, I think it was you who was hitting some into the net.
Oh, here we go. Here
Nick,
we go.
Nick Lewis and I are actually partners for district doubles, and we're undefeated.
Yeah, we straight up are.
Haven't lost.
That's straight up. We straight?
Have you guys played together in a match yet?
No.
Me and Andrew haven't either.
This makes no sense.
This actually leads me into my next question, Andrew. Are you bummed to have to play with Smelly Dean in the tournament? That's on the paper. I didn't write it, but
I mean,
didn't you write these?
No, I mean Dean's a great guy. You know, I mean his nose is a bit large, but I mean
it's better than playing with Big Nick over here.
Oh, is it though?
Hey man, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think me and Dean are gonna show him what's up.
Break
Let's
some
show
hearts.
Show him what's up. Heartbreakers and widowmakers.
Speaking of breaking.
Okay.
What's up with you and breaking rackets, man? You've gone through like 10 in the past week.
It's 2 in the past week, man.
Oh, okay.
But, so, you know, if you're just serving straight gas, you know, your racket's going
to
break.
Someone has to pay for it, you know?
So,
gas is
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, you got a new racket, right? And then a couple days later, the bottom of it just snapped off.
Right, yeah.
And you broke one during a match.
Yeah, during a Bedford match, snap 4 strings.
That was a comeback story, though, wasn't it?
It was.
Sounds like you need to.
The kid was down bad.
Sounds like you need to control your anger a little bit better. Stop breaking rackets.
Yeah, I do get a bit hostile.
Start slinging those.
Really?
Andrew, have you listened to us before?
I have.
You Thoughts? Big fan?
Huge fan. Love it.
Leave us a review.
Like out of 5 stars?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Maybe like 6 stars. I mean,
whoa, that's off the charts.
That's what I like to hear. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm glad we're pleasing your mind and your soul. So you know what's coming next then. We're out of questions for you.
I do.
And therefore, we're just going to call it Fast Facts. They're actually just more questions, just faster. Are you ready?
Are you scared?
I'm okay.
You should be. Like,
if you get one of these wrong, you're never coming back.
Hit him with the first one.
Yeah, here we go. Spell hippopotamus.
Oh, Lord. H-I-P-P-O.
Is that it?
We're just going to go with hippo.
We need potamus.
P-O-T-U-M.
Oh!
I don't know.
Yikes.
Close.
For those I didn't win a spelling bee like you, man.
Yeah, by the way, for those listening, I don't know if I've plugged this before. I did get third in states in a spelling bee in fifth grade.
I've heard this all my life.
I have the trophy, so.
I think I've heard it.
Like, Dean's just jealous.
10 times each grade level he said this.
Did you put that on your college application?
I don't know if that makes me more attractive as like both a job applicant and maybe a partner in life.
Just a human being in general.
I would think so, right? Like learning to spell, knowing it. We're going to move on to the next one. Tootsie or Blow Pops?
Blow Pops.
What flavor you rocking?
Watermelon.
That's like my least favorite collab. I prefer the blue Tootsie.
Blow Pops hurt my mouth. Like, they hurt my tongue. Like,
yeah,
they cut you up. But, like, a Tootsie Pop has never cut my tongue. What's up?
That's
like,
true.
That's the exact opposite for me, I'm going to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I had a Blow Pop just the other day, and I cut my tongue. I literally started bleeding, like, out my mouth.
I witnessed it. There was blood coming off his tongue.
You thought I got shot in the tongue.
It's a dangerous game when you're sucking on a Blow Pop, man.
It is. It really is.
You got to learn the game.
You got to learn the
game. It's a craft. Would you absorb a Floyd Mayweather 1-2 combo for
$1,200? $1,200?
Yes.
Yep. Probably not, I'm going to be honest.
I mean, that could pay for your books in college. You're pretty close, I'd say.
Like, are his medical expenses covered?
I don't think that's covering the damage he's about to do to me.
Like, we'll pay for the medical expenses and then give him.
All right, let's lay it out. You get punched and it hurts real bad, but we'll cover everything. Like, if you need a concussion, we'll pay for the guy that fixes your concussion.
Like, you're paying hospital bills?
Yeah, and then you're getting an extra $1,200. Yeah. I think I'm doing it for sure. Like, it's just a human.
That could be permanent damage, though. Yeah. Your nose could just be destroyed.
Yeah, maybe like...
Like a tooth could
maybe
break.
Maybe like $2,000. Yeah. $2,000 would be where I'd go, probably.
I think I'd go more $5,000. I'd have some higher
Yeah,
standards.
I'd be at the higher end, for sure.
I'm with Dean on this, yeah.
How often do you wash your hands?
Like on an average per day?
Sure, if you do it every day. I cannot say I do.
What?
No, we're not interviewing me.
I don't know, like 8 or 9, maybe.
That's kind of a lot.
That is kind of a lot. Like, how many times so far today?
Twice.
Yeah.
Only after you use the restroom, or do you do it for fun?
Do you do it for fun?
Restroom, or like if I'm doing something like
that sometimes your hands my just hands get like sweaty,
getting dirty. Yeah,
yeah.
Can I just wash my hands?
Fair.
Do you prefer 2-ply or do you go up the scale?
I mean, I can deal with 2-ply, but I'd prefer higher scale,
higher stakes.
Yeah,
big risk, high reward.
What toilet paper brand do you own?
Charmin.
I want to say Scott's.
That's not bad. Scott's toilet paper.
More of a Charmin's kind of guy.
Dude, Charmin, I love Charmin's, man. It's soft.
Ultra soft?
I don't know if we get the ultra soft. I think we do, but I'll have to actually look into that, and I'll report back.
All right.
The grassy household doesn't splurge for the ultra soft.
What toilet paper do you carry in your bag, on your person?
I don't know. I just know it's better than the school's. We, you know, lunches are free here. I don't know why we can't just get some nice toilet paper in this school. If there's any school board members listening, Jim Robbie, I know you're out there. I know you listen. Let's start splurging for some better toilet paper, please. All right? Let's not live like peasants. There's my 2 cents.
All right. He plugged what he needed.
He did what it had to be done.
Andrew, you're on a computer. It's a free period. What's your go-to computer game?
This is a tough one. Probably Tetris.
Okay,
Tetris,
good.
Yeah.
Yep.
If he said something, anything other than Tetris,
maybe Pac-Man. Yeah, I was really into Pac-Man. Yeah.
Sure.
That's more of like a sophomore year thing. Like, I don't remember. I haven't played Pac-Man.
Yeah, we've grown up.
We've grown up. We've gotten more sophisticated.
We graduated from Pac-Man to Tetris.
There's nothing like putting some music in and just moving some sticks and blocks around, boys.
Yeah, man.
Just putting vibe together. Oh, beautiful. Wish I could do it right now. If you had to choose, Andrew, it's dire situation. Would you rather eat a dog or a cat? You can grill it or fry it or, like, anything, but you got to eat one of them. Maybe both if you really wanted to.
I'm going cat.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up, man.
I agree with
both aspects. But
you could have just said, I don't want to eat a dog or cat. So you're weird. You're a weird guy.
Yeah, you're kind of weird for
he's
that
kind
one.
Of weird.
I don't know. First off,
that's a trick question.
Andrew noted he's kind of weird.
Like we said in the Rodney podcast, maybe it was David's, I go out of my way. No, it was Mr. Elder. I don't like cats, bro. Like, part of me wants to just eat one for, like,
just for the heck of it.
Like, I don't know.
Dude, you know that a cat would not taste good, right? Like, it literally tastes like utter.
You think a dog would taste good, Dean? Like,
dogs, well, I don't know.
Cool, that's
there's people in the world that eat dogs. There's more. I'd say there's people that eat more dogs than cats.
I would disagree with that.
I don't know.
Anyhow. I'd also disagree.
I don't know.
I would have an easier time eating a cat because I hate them than a dog. I like dogs a lot.
Well, like, in the world, if they're just hungry, they're going to eat whatever. You know, they'll eat rocks if they have to, you know?
Next question.
Yeah, how about
yeah, let's move on.
It's Desert Island, Andrew. You are washed up on an island, but you can only bring one item. What are you bringing?
Legend of Zelda 2.
No, that's not mine. That would not be mine.
I don't know, man.
I feel like survivor gear is probably, like, an easy.
Well, yeah. Well, one item?
Yeah.
For one item, give me a helicopter.
Oh, like, yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm out of there.
You don't have the gas in it, though.
Oh.
Yeah, you need the gas.
We playing that?
I'd have to take a risk on that. Because you don't know if there's going to be gas in it or not.
Because, like, you think they have to put a little bit of gas in it to, like, get it there.
Yeah.
You
know? Is there going to be enough for me to get back? I might have to take that risk.
Give me one Beyblade.
Give me one can of sunscreen, man. Definitely
Nick
hot
and his
on that
sunscreen.
Island. Sunscreen smells amazing.
You can start a fire with that, too.
You could.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's like a double.
But decker. What's he going to, like, light it with, you know? Because you need matches.
Flint and steel and rocks.
Have you ever
what
played
type of island
Prince
is
Man?
This?
Andrew, do you prefer the Easter ham meal or the Thanksgiving turkey meal?
Oh, I'm Thanksgiving turkey all day.
I agree.
Amen, baby.
Turkey is good.
I love turkey.
I like the dark meat.
Give me the ham. I like ham, bro.
Wow.
Why is he still on our podcast?
You're weird for that, man.
We should.
Dude, I feel like some turkey is just so dry.
Then you're not cooking it right,
it literally
man.
Tastes like the Sahara Desert.
You need to eat the dark meat. That's
you
like
get
the
juices.
Juicy.
You get the juices.
Yeah, I tend to go for the dark meat.
That's why you get gravy, because it makes it, like, it gets it nice and moist.
Yeah,
you know?
Ham, it doesn't need gravy, man.
Ham sucks. You can't eat it. You know, I personally, I eat turkey with, like, I get my mashed potatoes, my stuffing, and I mix it all in, you know? Like,
yeah, that's fair.
I want all of the flavor.
Don't get me
mouth.
Wrong. I don't hate turkey, right? I love turkey.
There are some parts of the turkey, like the white part, like right off the bone. That stuff does
like,
taste like sand.
Like, but I'd rather go to, like, the Sahara Desert and just take a mouthful of sand. It'd be the same exact thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
We're gonna ask a question that's featured on every podcast now. Who are you most attracted to at this table?
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm going Nick.
Oh! First one of the year, actually.
Man,
that's
must be
wild.
That.
It's a darn
must
shame
be that butterfly shirt you're wearing.
Yeah. It's definitely
it's a
that.
Darn shame. This
it's
is
definitely
a
butterfly shirt.
Left.
Dang, I got my first one. I'm in the books.
You're
we
in
could,
the books.
We could wrap this up now. We're going to get a little deep here. We're going to start asking, you know, some questions that make you feel something. Have you ever truly felt complete and utter satisfaction in your life?
I mean, maybe.
he doesn't even
I can't really
folks.
Think of an instance off the top of my head that I would have.
So you're not satisfied? I can vibe with that.
I'm never satisfied. We're always grinding.
He's always hungry.
Yeah, bro.
Good answer.
Who are you trying to make proud out there in the world? And do you think you're succeeding?
I'd say my family, you know? And I feel like
I'm somewhat exceeding because they tell me that like I do a good job and stuff, and they're like, my gram like from the newspaper or something. Clips it out, and yeah.
That's always nice. Yeah. Stuff like that. But so like, do you believe in a higher being? Any higher being? Here, so.
Oh, pardon.
Pardon.
You know, I believe in God, if that's what you mean. Like, yeah.
There
just
we go.
We just get some deep questions going, you know. We're not like a 2D podcast. We are 3D, 4D. You know,
if we want to get really deep.
Here we go.
Chick-fil-A or KFC?
Or Popeyes. Don't forget
Popeyes. You can't forget Popeyes, man.
Sucks.
Popeyes. Right. Dude, hate getting punched in the face.
Like I don't know. I think if you go more to the south and get Popeyes, it's probably going to be better. But the Altoona's Popeyes,
it's probably gas.
It's not doing something right. Like, there's something wrong.
I mean, hey, if they want to sponsor us, though, feel free. Like, Popeyes, we love your food.
I don't even know if Kelton's eaten there. He just hates it because
I have. I've eaten there one time. The only good things are biscuits. Sucked.
Andrew, please choose for the people.
Like, is Popeyes an option, or?
Yeah. Popeyes, yeah. KFC, Chick-fil-A.
I'm going Popeyes, you're right, man. Popeyes.
Oh, my
and,
God, dude.
And you picked me as the most attractive. Boy, oh, boy.
I'm Team Nick today, I guess.
We're about to go on a date.
Bro, you realize you can go into Chick-fil-A and get, like, a free sermon with every meal?
Oh. I'm sorry. Is there a problem with that, Mr. Lewis?
No, there's no problem with spreading the good word. I'm all for it. But, like, that ain't chicken, man. That ain't what fried chicken's about.
That's chicken, baby.
Fried chicken is about just all the barbarians of the world coming in.
Well, let's just.
Well, Andrew, it's about wrapping up the time we have today. Thank you for joining us.
It's been fun.
I wish you the best of luck. Actually, all of us here, best of luck at District Doubles this coming Monday.
Monday.
We'll all be there, though. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you there.
We'll see you there, man.
If you enjoyed today's podcast and want to hear more, you can catch us on Apple Music, Spotify, and any other streaming services.